At the end of Sesshin, Sunday night, I brought up the phrase not to as a practice, a reminder, support. In a way, this is useful throughout our life, whether when we're sitting zazen and we notice ourselves entangling in thoughts, beliefs, reactions, or throughout our daily life with all the people and circumstances we encounter, so-called inside, so-called outside. It's not something to believe, but enable us instead to notice what we are believing, to notice how and where stories about self and other, if we use it in that kind of term, or just in general, stories about how those blind us and create tension, suffering, reactions. Not so that we can get rid of those. That isn't why not to is a useful practice, but so that we could embrace the Bodhi mind, if I use that word, the Buddha that's right in front of us, inside and outside. That's our practice. The opportunity of zazening right here with the circumstances and conditions that keep manifesting. We often insist this isn't what should happen. This isn't what I should have to deal with. That one would be better. We go looking elsewhere to avoid right where we are, to avoid the experiencing this moment, or to avoid the noticing of what we're adding on to this moment, this story about there is this, there isn't this, this shouldn't be, it's not my to take care of, how could they have, all the other ways that we don't see, embrace, manifest this life that we are right now. This Buddha or Buddha mind or whatever phrase that you find useful of the facets of this life to see right here, to respond right here, to see what story we're raising up, to miss what's right here, what clouds we're using as hindrances, despite the fact that they in the sky are our very life. We aren't in charge of the mental, emotional reactions or entanglements that arise. But we are, you could say, sharp-witted enough to see, investigate when we're entangled in them in a skillful way, to be the jewel of our life, to polish the jewel of our life in the appropriate way that it's showing up here. Though we want to say, this isn't the jewel that I want today. This isn't the cloud that should be in my sky right now. And if we say that, we all know from our own experience the consequences of holding on to that, of going to look elsewhere, there or there, for what's right in front of us. Going elsewhere in our thoughts and feelings rather than this zazening moment, this not to, that is our life, that is the fire that's burning right here, and we go look elsewhere for it. We go add on conditions. Maybe when I get rid of or change or I don't have to. This is why in a way our practice is so simple. No matter where and how we are, we can breathe in, breathe out. No matter where and how we are, we can be present, be this experiencing. Even if what we're experiencing is, I can't take any more of this. No, 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 it's not. Nor all the other versions of them. There's a nice story of Masters Baichang and Guishan. Guishan asked Baichang, no, Baichang asked Guishan, would you dig in the fire pot and see if there's fire in there or not? In other words, there's a, you think of it as a fireplace where there's ashes. So he stirred the ashes around and he said, no fire. Baichang got up and dug deeply in it. And he found a small ember and held it up and said, isn't this fire? At that, Guishan was awakened. Wherever you are, right there, right here, is the Buddha. Right here is Bodhi manifesting. Yet sometimes we have to dig in ashes that we insist are not it. That's what not to is encouraging us to embrace the zazen right here. Whatever stick you pick up, blow on it, and right there you can serve people with the fire of your practice, of their life, of their Buddha, of our Buddha nature, if I use such stinky words, of the fire of this not to life that we have the opportunity to manifest, the opportunity to experience and serve all that we encounter. Thank you.